Trojans up by three with the ball. Quigley tosses into Sisk. Sisk gives back. 1:43 to go in OT. Whitley bounces to Brawley. Brawley finds Sisk down low over Berry. Makes it. Zeke Sisk. 4 points in OT, and they're all big. Extends the lead to five. Now Joe Bryant tries to body him in. Passes to Casey on the bounce. Casey outside the arc. Goes in now. Gives to Bryant, who almost mishandles it. Bryant goes up through contact. A foul is called.
That's five on Sisk.
That's, unless they call it on Whitley here, it is Sisk's fifth.
And that neutralizes the playing field a little bit if you're Central.
Take out 6 feet and 9 inches of Potosi. As now Bryant's on the line, hands on hips, pressure mounting.
Yep, and now Sandskraw's coming in for Sisk. And Sandskraw has four, Zach. Let's keep that in mind as well.
Sandskraw's got four. As Coach Callaway gives one final bit of confidence.
If you want another number, five. That's how many free throws Joe Bryant's missed tonight.
Bryant sets up for the first. Missed that one too.
And you want to know what the lead is right now, Zach? Five. He's now missed six. And he's been 16 free throws in a game, high school game. It's pretty absurd when you think about it.
That it is. Bryant for the second one. Knocks this one down. So it's a 4 point game once again, as Casey is in the back of Brawley. Now it's in the hands of Whitley. Bryant stolen away. Bryant goes up. Layup is good.
Wow.
It's a 2 point game with a minute to go. Potosi with the lead in the ball.
That playing field's getting leveled a little bit. Joe Bryant making things happen.
Whitley runs down the floor. Carter Whitley goes up. He makes it to the pleasure of Potosi. Whitley's got 22, 45 seconds to go. Back to a 4 point lead for the Trojans. Central needs a lot to go their way. Bryant, foul. No, he traveled. It's a walk. Potosi can feel it. They're 38 seconds away from a championship in the MAAA. They placed third in the regular season. Seeded third in this tournament. As Potosi will burn one of their timeouts. Joey, let's keep it right here. 1 minute here in these huddles. What's going on in the Central huddle right now?
Dire straits if you're Central. It's a matter of who do you want to foul? Let's talk about who is in foul trouble. Braden Berry has four, I believe. Joe Bryant has three. Nobody else has more than two. So in terms of foul trouble, Central is for the most part all right. Now, obviously, you don't want to pick up Braden Berry's fifth foul right now because you're still in a situation where you might need him. But if you're Central, the strategy is to extend this game as long as possible. It's just a matter of who you want taking the free throws. Carter Whitley's made 8 of 10. Gabe Raleigh's made 2 of 4. Those are the only guys that have missed tonight, by the way. If you're Potosi right now, strategy is to give it in the hands of the guys that you think can take the free throws. If it's Gabe Raleigh, give it to him. If it's Carter Whitley, give it to him. If it's Zeke Sisk, he's made all four. Give it to him. Give it to whoever you think can make the free throws right now.
All right, so the Gladiators re-enter the arena. As now, Kaden Wilson will toss it in for the Trojans. Wilson smacks the basketball. Looking for somewhere to give it to. Finds Brabham. Brabham, fast break chance. Brawley goes up, missed the shot.
Wow.
No foul was called.
That's
Berry
crazy.
Has it. Gives to LaChance. LaChance to Bryant. 30 seconds and counting. Bryant goes up for the shot. He makes it. It's a 2 point game with 25 seconds, and now Central's going to burn a timeout.
Timeout.
Yep. It's a timeout there. Let's go ahead, and we're going to take one with them. We're back in 30 seconds on J98. 24 seconds left in overtime as Potosi holds a 2 point lead over Central. They'll have the basketball too to start this possession. Zach Thomas, Joey Palermo here. This has been a roller coaster. Every seat is full, the railings above the baskets in the Bob Seegers Fieldhouse. Everyone is standing up. It's a who's who of the players and families that participated in this tournament this weekend and today around the gym right now.
What a game. What a tournament. I mean, and shout out to the crowd as well. We talked about it at the beginning, but shout out to the crowd for making this phenomenal atmosphere. These kids, like we said, no strangers to the spotlight.
None whatsoever. So it'll be E.J. Sansegar to throw in for the Trojans. As he gives in to Brabham, and Brabham is quickly fouled by LaChance. LaChance has no fouls taken, so that's his first.
I mean, you want to talk about a pressure spot. First of all, Chris Wesley in the game, by the way. And second of all, Luke Brabham, Zach, one free throw, he made it.
That's right. So Brabham will go to the line. On the floor for Potosi with him, Kanan Wilson, Gabe Brawley, Carter Whitley, E.J. Sansegar. For Central, it's Bryant, Casey, LaChance, Wesley, and Barry. The shot on the free throw is good by Luke Brabham.
Brabham has stepped up, made both of his free throws when it's mattered.
This one here to make it a two-possession game. Brabham missed it. Rebounded by Bryant. Job down the floor. It's a three-point game behind the back as Bryant tosses to Barry outside. Finds LaChance for three. For the tie, he's good! LaChance ties it at 68 with 10 seconds. Now Whitley running down the floor. Five to go. Spins around. Whitley throws it in. He made it! 1 second to go, and it's over. Carter Whitley wins the game for the Trojans. They're going to win the tournament. The game is over. What a moment. What a finish. What a game. LaChance tied it, but it was no match for Carter Whitley, who puts the game in his hands and brings the title to Potosi.